Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. The Agadas of Masechta Shabbos, from Daf Nun Hey, Al Pi Torat Moran HaRav Zatzal. Amar Le Rabbi Zera Le Rabbi Simon, Vachachin Hu Ma'ar Lahani Debei Reish Kaluta. Rabbi Zera, sister of Simon, why don't you be Mechiach? Why don't you give rebuke to the people of the house of the exile ark? The exile ark was the leader of the Jewish people. Babel, Reish Kalusa. Rosh HaGolus. Amalei, so you should be mochiach, the people of not, the people in the White House. Be mochiach, the people in the White House. Amalei, lo makabli minai. No, they're not makabli from me. Amalei, I forgot lo makabli. Makabli, lo chinu ma'am. Even though they're not makabli, you should still be mochiach then. The Gemara goes weiter. And the Gemara goes into a whole, launches into a whole discussion about this idea. We're just going to focus on the Rechino Ma'al Lahani de Be'er Eshkaluta. Says the Gemara, says the Rav Zatzal, השאיפות המוסריות ביותר הגדולות והכלליות שהן הינן אור העולם ומעמד החיים האנושיים. The ethical strivings, and even more so the great ones, the general ones that are among the Jewish people, the light of the world and the foundation of human existence. Because without Shifot Musariot, there's not even a Ma'amad L'chaim Enoshim. Just regular human life has no basis, it's no firm basis to stand on if you don't have these Shifot Musariot that are the light of the world. Tzichotem le'olam liyot mukarot b'chashivutan ha'atzmit. Rav Kamovan bar lanot al sheila. What's the point of being mechiach then if they're not going to listen? So he explains that the shifot musariot have to be recognized for their inherent intrinsic value. Bofen ha'yoter na'ale mitzad atzman, mitzad chemdatan, hamalei chayim, oz uvracha, yoter mima shein mukarot b'chashivut. Mitzad pi'ulotehen hayotzeot mehen. They have to be recognized in their intrinsic importance. Because they are so filled with life and so wondrous and wonderful, filled with power, with blessing, more than they are recognized for their importance because of the pu'ulos that come out from them. In other words, we have to recognize the value of musar, of ethical behavior, not only because of the actual ethical behavior that comes out of it, of this, obviously, this behavior. It wasn't such a good sentence, but we're not perfect. But rather, mitzad atzman, just the she'ifas themselves, just the desire itself, the striving to be a holy person, an ethical person, a moral person, has to be recognized independently of the actions that it brings to. So that's where it all starts. It all starts with the hakara, the recognition of the value of musar. And the good actions that come out of them are hashlamos, complete them in a good way. Sometimes a person and a society and a culture, hopefully, has she'ifot, Even at the moment when those shifot, those strivings, the spiritual strivings, those ethical strivings, are not being actualized, but just the fact that they have them is enough. In other words, not that one should be doing the opposite, chas v'shalom. But the point is that at that moment, we can't every moment be involved in something so elevated, so sublime. So even at those moments when we're not involved in the actions, nevertheless, the very desires have independent value, even when one is not actualizing them in concrete way. All the ishtadlus in the world always has to come from anybody with a pure spirit to bring it from potential to actualization, at the very least, with powerful speech. In other words, you can't always bring about practically what you want, or at the very least speak about it if you're able to. Do your ishtadlus in every way, and at the very least be dibur. And the dibur has to be b'open aroy l'tkabel mitzad ha-yosher. In other words, ethically speaking, this dibur is miskabel, and asechel, and intellectually. B'chol ofen shiyeh. The Rav writes as an etza to an editor of a newspaper, which talked about hashkafos. Omnam data kal lechad mitpatachat vesifrut tova hi bevaday amtsia yashar lefituchah uveshichlula veitonut hadoeget lefituchah shel data kahal tzicha hi la'amod uleshtadel shtisher omedet tamid al madrega yoter gvoha umfutachat me'adrega shel data kahal behoveh. He says, listen, if you're writing divrei hashkafa, divrei machshava for the community, you have to be in a higher level than the community. You have to be elevating them, even though they're not there yet. But you have to show them what they're supposed to strive for. So continues the Rav over here. This is an Osiyot Zayin, Masechet Shabbos, the fifth parak. Kedafki b'shav makom shamaliot mitzad ha-matzav ha-yahud. והמקוקל של סדרי החברה והחיים הן פועלות שדברים טובים, גדולים ונכוחים אינם יכולים להתקבל בפועל מפני שמעמד הקישור החברותי עומד על מצב לקוי עד שמי שהיכולת בידם אינם מוכשרים להיות מתרוממים על במתי הצדק ואור הטוב העליון דווקא אז הזמן הוא להוציא על הפועל את ההיגיון הטוב של התוכחה הראויה לחול על ראש אדירים בעם. And dafka, at that time, at that place, that the menios, the obstacles, come from the very lowly situation and the corrupt state of society, of culture, of life, cause that good things are not practically going to be carried out. In other words, you're in a matzav where things are down, spiritually, ethically, and what you say is not going to be miskabel. To the extent that even those who are able to, in our case, the Bei Resh Galusa, are not going to be elevated to the world of light and holiness, purity, goodness, kindness, morality. So dafka then is the time to actualize the higayon hatov shel hatochecha, to verbalize rebuke. And therefore, Reb Zeira told Reb Simon, I want you to be mochich these people. ובין מצד עצם יקרות העניינים, בין מצד ההבטחה של פעולתם לטובה להבא, ובו מועדם, בין מה שמקום מקום מוכרחים הם לפעול גם כן בהווה, באופן מסותר, לביצור מיעוט של כוח הרע והשחתה, כולל עומדים תוקף דף אגב זו מקבל לאורחין ומה, הרוי מורשה להוכיח באפסי ארץ, בשבט פיו ורוח שפתיו. So there are really two reasons why you should speak. One reason why you should speak is because what you're saying is valuable. These are valuable words. And number two, it's not going to have effect now, but it's going to have an effect in the future. So even though the lo mekavle lo chachin umar, like the Kotzker Rebbe said, asher anochim tzav chayom al levavecha. Why al? Why on and not inside your heart? So the famous word of the Kotzker is that sometimes a person isn't ready to hear it. He isn't ready to hear the truth. So what do you have to do at those times? Put it on their heart. And then when their heart opens up, right now their heart is closed. So put it on top, and then when their heart opens up, it'll fall right in. So sometimes that's what you have to do. You say now, you speak now. And then it only clicks later. They call this in modern Hebrew, Simon Nofel. Used to be something in telephones called an asimon. And when the asimon no fell, now you can talk. The asimon fell in. Those were coins that they used for pay telephones. These are things of tens of thousands of years ago. Nobody knows what I'm talking about, except the old people. But that's what happens in life. Sometimes someone goes to yeshiva and it doesn't click. Go home, come to yeshiva in Israel, they go home to America, it's Laretz, back into life, and then when they're 22, 26, 31, 42, 59, at some point all of a sudden it's like, boom, they learn the yeshiva, suddenly impacts them in a very profound way. So that's the lesson of Lachachin Umar. You should give them Teichocha, even though now they're not going to listen. A, because of the essential value of what you have to say, even if they're not going to listen, but even if it doesn't bring to Maisa, just to know the emesis. Number two, that in the future it's gonna have an effect, it's gonna have an impact. That's Ma'aridik. And then the Gemara goes on to explain more, and Yitzhak Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue on and discuss that in the future. Definitely something to look forward to. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.